they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. Word they be.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Amon Sheeran's Pirate Radio Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the wonderful fact that sports are back in our lives. I'm going to review season one of The Boys from Amazon Prime. And I'm going to review the new comedy movie Palm Springs off of Hulu. So we'll start with last night, Clippers versus Lakers. That was a great game. The Clippers were able to cover, but the Lakers ended up winning the game by two. LeBron put the clamps down on Kawhi and Paul George on the last possession, enabling them and not allowing them to get the win. But the story of the game, the best player on the court last night was Anthony Davis. I think he had over 30 points, and he really controlled the game, running the ball off the floor, playing well in the post, playing well on defense. And tonight showed me, or last night showed me, that Anthony Davis is the best player on his team right now, and he deserves the MVP for this season. Based on this season, I think he's had a better season statistically than LeBron. He deserves the MVP. Votes to go to him instead of LeBron, even though I still think Giannis will win the MVP. But in terms of the Lakers team MVP, I think it's AD over LeBron right now. Moving on from basketball, there's been a lot of good games, but I want to talk a little bit. I guess we'll go from the positive to the negative, and just the fact that baseball is in complete shambles right now. I think we have almost 20 players on the Marlins test positive for the coronavirus, and that's not looking good, but we're going to enjoy baseball while it's here. Check out some of today's games. The Yankees have been playing well. They just beat the Orioles, and we'll go through some of today's games and maybe do some picks. So we have the classic rivalry, New York versus Boston. We have Jordan Montgomery, the lefty, pitching for the Yankees, and Ryan Weber pitching for the Red Sox. The Yankees are favored by 1.5 runs. So I'm going to take the Yankees. And, yeah, we'll go with the Yankees for that. I'm excited to see that game. It's always good when you see Boston versus New York. And just excited that we can enjoy baseball while it's still here. The other games are Cincinnati versus Detroit, the Mets versus the Braves, Tampa Bay versus Baltimore, Chicago White Sox versus the Kansas City Royals, the Indians versus the Twins, the Padres versus the Rockies, and the Pirates versus the Cubs. Talk about that game because that stood out to me with Yu Darvish pitching and the Cubs favored by 1.5. We're going to take the Cubs and Cubs in the run differential. And then the last couple of games, we got a lot of games today. The Astros versus the Angels, Rangers versus the Giants, Dodgers versus the Diamondbacks, and the A's versus the Mariners. So those are the two games I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Yankees over the Red Sox with the run differential and the Cubs over the Pirates, the run differential. So I'm just happy, like I said, I keep repeating it, but I'm glad baseball's here. It's America's national pastime. I'm happy we have it in our lives. And we'll move on to hockey. So it seems that the two leagues that are doing it correctly with the bubble, I think there's like three different cities for hockey up in Canada, and they're all quarantined. All the games are going to take place in those three different spots. I think it's like Edmonton, Ontario, and another city. So they're doing it right. And the best example of the league, Adam Silver, doing it right, is the bubble down in Orlando. They have a very tight-knit, players getting tested almost every day. Can't go out. We saw Lou Williams get suspended for getting wings at a strip club. So, you know, you can't leave the bubble at all. And that's how they contain this virus and be able to finish their season. And then baseball, obviously, is doing it totally wrong. They're basically acting like everything is normal and traveling from city to city. And we've seen how that's working out and how that's spread amongst the Marlins and how it's going to be difficult for them to rectify their schedules with the Marlins missing 2 weeks, and I'm not sure how they're going to figure that out. But we'll move on to hockey. Go to tonight's games. We have – okay, so the season starts tomorrow, August 1st. We have the Rangers and against the Hurricanes. So on the first night, I'm going to take the Rangers and the under because I think defenses – I think it's going to take some time for – the offensive forecheck to warm back up into the league because they've been off for so long. So it would take a lot of unders the first couple nights, maybe the first week. I think defenses are going to be more ready than offenses. So I'm looking for some low-scoring games. For hockey, but I'm excited to see the Rangers play again. It's a shortened season. Whoever can get hot has a good chance of winning the Cup this year. So I'm really pulling from our hometown team, the New York Rangers. And we'll see how that goes. I'm excited that sports are back and see if we missed anything. We got basketball, hockey, baseball. And then hopefully we'll have football in the fall. So I'm really looking forward to having sports back in our lives. It's been far too long, but I'm happy that they're back and hopefully they're here to stay. Next up on the docket, we have The Boys Season 1 from Amazon Prime Video. This was a series that came highly recommended. It came out last summer around this time. And I'll just start off by giving the premise of the show and we'll get into the rundown for the season. The Boys is set in a universe where superpowered individuals are recognized as heroes by the general public and owned by powerful corporation Vought International, which markets and monetizes them. Outside of their heroic personas, most are arrogant and corrupt. The series primarily focuses on two groups, the Seven, Vought International premier superhero team, and the titular Boys, vigilantes looking to keep the corrupted superheroes under control. So Vought's basically this powerful company, and they're trying to get the Seven to be in the military and convince Congress to let them be in the military. But the superheroes aren't who they seem to be by the general public. They're actually total assholes, especially the main titular character of the Seven. Not the titular character, but the main superhero. Basically, the villain version of Superman, Homelander, turns out to be a real jerk, as they say. And the Boys, led by Billy Butcher, played by Carl Urban, who does an excellent job in his role, he basically has a rivalry with Homelander because he believes that Homelander raped his wife, and which led to her suicide. And the other main character, Huey Campbell, played by Jack Quaid, who joins the Boys because his wife, or his girlfriend rather, gets run over by A-Train. Who is considered the fastest man in the world. That's the superpower of super speed. And while they're having a conversation, and his girlfriend's standing a foot off the sidewalk, he runs her over, and this leads him to join the Boys and fight against the Seven. The other, so the three main characters I would say are Homelander, Huey Campbell, and Starlight. Starlight is typical Midwestern girl. She grew up in Iowa, and her superpower is, I guess she can use electricity to her advantage. So she has like lightning-based superpowers. Think of like rods of lightning in both her hands type of thing. And she's basically a simple Midwestern girl, and all her life she wanted to join the Seven. And then when she gets to the Seven, she realizes that they're not who they seem to be, and they're all essentially jerks and not true-bred, blue-blood American superheroes, and she learns that the Deep especially is dishonest. And if you know the show, if you saw the show, you know what I'm talking about. But we'll start with the first episode. So, like I said, Huey's girlfriend is killed, and the lawyers from Vought offer him a $45,000 settlement, and he doesn't agree, and he ends up joining the Boys to fight against Vought. And as the season goes on, we see Huey's conflict because he starts to take a liking to Starlight when they meet on a park bench, and the conflict is whether to get revenge on the Seven or protect Starlight from Billy the Butcher. So I won't go too far into spoilers, but it's a great show. I'm not gonna give it a rating because it's not a movie, but it's very violent, a lot of anti-heroes. It's not gonna be your classic, you know, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. It's not your typical superheroes, and I find it really interesting. If you have Amazon Prime, I would highly recommend it. So that's The Boys, and I'll definitely go more in depth. I can do like a full episode breakdown if you guys want. I'll definitely be reviewing season 2 when it comes out. And I hope you guys like that. That was The Boys season 1 preview. Or not preview, just a little breakdown. But either way, I highly recommend The Boys on Amazon Prime. All right, last and finally, we have The Palm Springs from Hulu. So this movie stars Adam Sandler and Christina Milioti. And the premise for the movie is stuck in a time loop, two wedding guests develop a budding romance while living the same day over and over again. All right. So this the day Andy Samberg lives is every day he wakes up next to his girlfriend Misty on the wedding day of Tala and Abe. At the reception, he delivers a seemingly impromptu speech to the relief of Talia's sister Sarah, who was drunk and unprepared for the maid of honor role and giving a toast. So Sarah is the other main character, played by Christina Milioti, and after Andy Samberg saves her from giving a terrible speech, they end up hooking up. And in Mr. Hookup, we see the character, what's the character's name? Roy, sorry. The character's name was Roy, attacks Niles in the desert with a crossbow, and he limps into the cage because even though he's repeating the same day over and over again, and even if he dies, he wakes up in the same spot, the pain is very real. So he crawls into the cave, which is where the time vortex is located, and to start his day over. But Sarah does not realize that this cage is the time vortex, and because she's worried about Niles, she walks into the cage after him and enters the time vortex. So then she's doomed to repeat the same day over and over again. And when she realizes this, she's confused. She doesn't really know what's happening. So she attacks Niles and confronts him and explains that she has been stuck in the same time vortex as him. So they both attempt many unsuccessful escape methods, such as driving back to hometown or suicide. Niles and Sarah spend many days together, and they eventually start to fall in love. And basically, the conflict becomes whether they should escape the time vortex or and risk their death, or just stay in the time loop together and basically live their lives together. What they decide to do is Sarah decides to come up with a plan to exit the time vortex, and Niles, because he's in love with her, tries to convince her not to and to stay with him, but they both eventually decide to try to exit the time vortex. So their plan, Sarah discovered this by studying quantum physics, and she decides that because it takes 3.2 seconds to when they enter the cave, from the cave to repeat the same day, that she's gonna use a bomb to blow them out of the time vortex so they don't have to repeat the same day. So the risk is they're either gonna blow themselves up or exit the time vortex. And they were able to be successful in exiting the time vortex, and they live happily ever after together. And so that's basically the story. That was the plot, and I really enjoyed this movie. I'm gonna give it an 84 out of 100. It was funny the whole way through, lighthearted, not too heavy. It's a quick watch, 90 minutes. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I would definitely highly recommend it. It's a good date movie, which is who I watched with my girlfriend Marissa. We both really enjoyed it. Like I said, it's not too heavy. Just a nice watch just for date night or watching by yourself the past 90 minutes. But overall, I really recommend it. I like the direction Hulu's going in with. It seems like Andy Samberg had a lot of creative control over this, and I think giving that access and freedom to their creators is something that I could look forward to. And I like to see these streaming services do well, especially Hulu. So that's it for today. As promised, 2 episodes per month, sneak it in on the last day. I'm looking forward to having some guests on. And thank you guys for listening, as always. I'm
Let me give you a little experience of some young chickens of today. I'm gonna give you a little experience of some young chickens of today. They are full of disappointments. They are never, never on time. They don't keep to an appointment. They don't hesitate to lie. They would tell you this when they mean that. I wish I could keep them apart. But as a man, how can I? These women, necessary evil. Ah, man, oh, man. Yes, man, still baby. There are 5 p.m. is 10 a.m. Here Monday is Wednesday. And when you try to chase test them, they'll never come your way. The only time they keep to an appointment is when in desperate need. They would tell you all sorts of lies just to get what they need. And man, being so stupid, would give them all they need. Forgetting all the disappointments and all the previous lies. Ah, man, oh, money, man is a help of man. Venier, venier, venier. I say, venier, the help of man. Hey, money, money. I say, man, stupid.